I tried to answer the king as well as I could, but he did not think our system was a good one. "No, my little friend," he said kindly but seriously, "I'm sorry for you. You've proved to me that your country has nothing valuable to offer us. Perhaps once in the past, your political life was adequately organized. But now it is clear that there is laziness and selfishness in every part of the system. Your politicians can be bribed. Your soldiers aren't really brave. Your judges and lawyers are neither reasonable nor honest. And your lawmakers themselves know little and do less. I sincerely hope that you, who have spent most of your life travelling, have a better character than most Englishmen. But from what you've told me, I'm afraid that your countrymen are the worst little nation of insects that has ever crawled upon the ground. I am very sorry to have to report these words of the king's, and I only do so because of my love of the truth. I must tell you exactly what happened, even if I do not agree with it. I had to listen patiently while he was giving his extraordinary opinions of my dear country. We must remember, however, that this king lives in a country almost completely separate from the rest of the world. Because he does not know other countries' systems or customs, he has a certain narrowness of thinking, which we Europeans do not have, of course.